Wow, the $8 billion surge in Bitcoin's market cap is truly impressive. It shows a significant rise in value and market presence.
Absolutely, it's a substantial increase. However, one concerning factor is the lack of consistent inflows from exchange-traded funds, ETFs, which have historically been crucial for driving demand for Bitcoin.
ETFs are popular among both institutional and retail investors as they offer an accessible way to invest in Bitcoin without directly holding the asset.
That's right. In the past, significant inflows into Bitcoin ETFs have boosted market enthusiasm and provided liquidity, but the current rally seems to be missing that support.
It's interesting how Michael Saylor's influence in the market has somewhat diminished lately, impacting Bitcoin's demand and the absence of ETF investments.
Exactly. Even data from CryptoQuant indicates that Bitcoin's recovery is not getting the traditional support it usually relies on.
While the rise in realized cap is a positive sign, the inconsistent investment patterns raise doubts about the sustainability of this upward trend.
The $8 billion increase in Bitcoin's realized cap is encouraging, but without ETF inflows and reduced demand from key players like Saylor, there are vulnerabilities in the current market situation.
It's crucial for investors to keep a close eye on these trends to understand where Bitcoin's trajectory might be heading.
To sum up, while there's promise in Bitcoin's market cap surge, the lack of ETF inflows and changing demand dynamics signal potential weaknesses that investors need to be wary of.